Unforgiveness is the ceiling to your freedom. It is the ceiling to the freedom you're going to experience in your life, period. Exclamation point. That's a fact. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living, live here in our Intentional Living Center studios with Jennifer and Steven, the rest of the team here. And we're going to talk about the power of forgiveness. It's a powerful thing. Don't tune away, because someone, maybe you, need to hear what we're going to talk about today. The facts and the reality of how forgiveness can make a difference, and how do you do it? What steps do you take in the process of moving to forgiveness in your life? The phone line's open if you want to share with us how forgiveness has been a positive thing in your life, a difference maker in your life, to encourage someone. Let's get real with each other. This is a big deal. Give me a call. We're Intentional Living. We get one shot at this thing of life. We don't want to be bogged down with a lot of unforgiveness. 888-888-1717. What is forgiveness? According to the Mayo Clinic staff, which, by the way, has just come along and said what the Bible's been saying for a long time, forgiveness means different things to different people, but in general, they say it involves an intentional, it's interesting they use the word, an intentional decision to let go of resentment and anger. It's an intentional decision. They go on to say there are benefits to forgiveness in your life. Letting go of grudges and bitterness can make way to improve your health, your peace of mind. Forgiveness can lead to healthier relationships, Mayo Clinic now, improve mental health, less anxiety, stress, hostility, fewer symptoms of depression, lower blood pressure, a stronger immune system. That's interesting. Improved heart health and improved self-esteem. Unforgiveness does all the opposite in your life. And when I use that little term, unforgiveness is like a ceiling to your freedom. It's kind of like you ever walking around in a 5-foot ceiling, you have to bend over. It's very uncomfortable. Living your life in a 5-foot ceiling is miserable, and it can stop. It's time to open that ceiling. When you build houses today, everybody wants big, tall ceilings. Back in the 50s and 60s, they had the 8-foot ceilings, and now it's, you want 11-foot, 14-foot, whatever. People want high ceilings, right? There's something, I don't know, that you feel more open. And I think that's very true in life as well. All right, what does the Bible have to say on this thing of forgiveness? Lots of things. Proverbs 17 jumps off the page. Love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. So some of this is dwelling on a problem or a wrong that's been done. Matthew 6 says, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. That's kind of a scary passage, really. We should really take note of that. We're talking about the Jesus himself saying, hey, if you hang on to forgiveness and then you expect your heavenly Father to forgive you, not so much. Wow. All right, we're talking about the power of forgiveness. I want to say this, by the way. When we talk about forgiveness, we're not talking about the fact that there could be boundaries that have to be in place. So let's just get the groundwork clear here. Forgiveness is something you decide to do. It doesn't necessarily mean there's always going to be a reconciliation or a restoration in a relationship. That's not always the case. Hopefully it can be, and sometimes it is. That's a beautiful thing, but not always. But the reality is, if we hang on to unforgiveness, I'll tell you what happens. The person that maybe you've been hanging on to with those emotions is long gone and moved on in their life, and it's hurting who? You, yourself, more than them. All right, join in. With that kind of being laid as a platform, we want to talk about the... I'm going to get into how you do this, by the way, during this half hour, intentionally. But... we want some testimonials of how forgiveness has impacted your life, giving or receiving. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. And Bryce in Tennessee has sort of launched the program today as he talks about Well, how forgiveness made a difference in his life. Go right ahead, Bryce.
Hi, I'm calling about forgiveness and what I have experienced as forgiveness, truly. When I know that I've reached a place of forgiveness, I'm at total peace. I'm at peace with that person, place, thing, and situation. I have quite a bit of gratitude towards the person who I had a grievance against, because what they did, they helped me to take a look at my mind and see where I was not loving, where I was not kind, where I was judgmental, where I was holding, as I held a sword to their throat, I held one to my own. Through them and the experience, I was able to see once I owned my part in the situation, it just, the peace came back and everything was fine. You know, I'm not buddy-buddies with a lot of these people, but I can see how I made a decision at some point in time in my interaction with that person based on my own self-centered interests. That basically was the cause of the grievance. Mm.
That's good insight, Bryce. Listen, you, in other words, the person that you held a grudge against, instead of doing that, you say, what can I learn through this? Basically. Doesn't always mean you're going to be the best of friends ever, but that's okay. We either learn or we don't grow. We either grow or we don't grow, bottom line. All right, what does John Hopkins medicine say about this thing of forgiveness? Here's from one of their publications. It says it's an active process in which you make a conscious decision to let go of negative feelings, whether the person deserves it or not. And you may say, well, they don't deserve it. By the way, that's from Karen Swartz, MD, Director of the Mood Disorders Adult Consultation Clinic, where there's a title, at the John Hopkins Hospital. Chronic anger puts you into fight or flight mode, which results in numerous changes in heart rate, blood pressure, immune responses. She goes on to say that studies have found that some people are just naturally more forgiving. I have to admit, I tend to be in that cat. I'm not one that tends to hold grudges. When I see a problem, I'm more focused on how we solve it. You know, what do we do to solve this? And, you know, sometimes you just realize a person, you're never going to be able to connect with that person. It doesn't mean you don't put boundaries in place and say, hey, I'm just going to keep some distance. But I do think some of us are just wired differently. Let's just look at it the way it is. And Dr. Swartz goes on to say, as you release the anger, the resentment, and the hostility, you begin to feel empathy. This is really important stuff. If you can turn it around, she's saying, and start to feel some empathy and compassion and sometimes even affection for the person who wronged you, that is really hard to do. Can you look at a person and say, as Bill Murray said in that movie, What About Bob? Way before your time, Jennifer. Do you remember that one? Yeah, okay. Some people are just off the hook, he said. They're just off the hook. That's when phones used to hang. I'm giving this young Jennifer some lessons on phones you used to put up on back on the cradle. Are you with me here, Jennifer?
I am.
Okay.
I remember getting to actually hang up on people.
All right. Yeah, you can't. You can't hang up on them, though. Anyway, studies have found some people are just more naturally good at this, but goes on to say these people tend, when we forgive, they tend to be more satisfied in their lives, less depression, anxiety, stress, anger, and hostility. We hurt ourselves. Choosing compassion and empathy. What I was going to say is, you know, sometimes, I know some of you are thinking, that person is a real jerk with how they've treated me. And maybe they are. Okay? But the reality is, you don't know anything, you don't really know that much about their life, what they're going through, what they're experiencing. And it's easy for us to take a position with another person too quickly and not really understand where they're coming from. That's why boundaries can be healthy. Again, I taught it last week, got the 3-foot rule. I'm responsible for what goes on in my 3 feet here, and I have to be cautious of who I let into my 3 feet as well, right? But this thing of forgiveness is a powerful thing. All right, let me go to some calls here. When you want to join us, how forgiveness has made a difference in your life, do so. 888-888-1717 is the number.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Don. I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I just wanted to comment on the topic of forgiveness in marriage and what it's done. Accepting the fact that I have been forgiven by Christ allows me to realize how important it is to not only forgive others, but as soon as a fight or a disagreement or anything happens between my wife and I, my first reaction now is not holding on to that anger. It's forgiving her, but then realizing that I have a part in it. And so the first thing that I do is, once my head's cleared and I've had a little bit of time to separate from it, the first thing I do is apologize for my part, not in a passive-aggressive way, not for her being upset, but for my own failure. And to not put anything back on her or tell her what she did wrong or how she made me feel, but apologize for what I said and what I did and what I did to her. And when I started doing that, I realized that very quickly that not only did I feel better, but she instantly started responding with apologizing for her part instead of playing the blame game back and forth. So forgiveness has had a huge impact on our relationship, in our ability to not only accept our own responsibility for situations, but for our ability to forgive each other without even having to ask for it. Love the show. Thanks. Bye.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
What one thing would you like to be different in your life right now? Is it your finances or your marriage or maybe your health? But I bet it's something. The Bible warns us in life you're going to have problems. That's a reality. But Jesus promises, I've overcome the world. That's the promise that we hang on to. Can I encourage you to do this one thing? Answer the question. Be honest with yourself. What needs to be different in my life? And then turn to Jesus. Hey, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is an Intentional Living Minute. I want to invite you to join me for a night of hope. Come discover for yourself how you can experience your life, your marriage, and your family the way God intended, with more peace and freedom. Don't miss the Night of Hope coming to Glendale, Arizona, Haven Church on Friday, June the 6th. Tickets available at theintentionallife.com. Hey, listen, I want to just share something with you that I discovered today. Our team have sent out email, texts, and things to people on the list, and you may not be on the list, you know, for things from the ministry. And they're doing a little flash sale. Yeah. Because we know some of you are ready to come, and you'd say, hey, wow, that'll be just right for me. And so when you go to the website, theintentionallife.com, and when you get in there, click on the event, and then click on Get Tickets, right? And on that ticket page, you'll see a little thing at the bottom there. It says access key. And when you click on that, it brings up an opportunity to type in the word hope, H-O-P-E. And there's a little flash sale for you. I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying this, but I am. Anyway, go to theintentionallife.com, click on the event there, and then on the page right at the bottom there under the tickets you want to get, because we're already sold out and the VIP tickets are gone. But down at the bottom there, you'll see a spot where it says access key. Click on that, put in hope, and boy, there you go. Just something special for you. Let's go to the phone lines. Join in. We're talking about forgiveness today, how it's impacted your life. 888-888-1717. Enoch in New Mexico, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. How has forgiveness impacted your life, man?
Yeah, so growing up, my mom was a single mom and everything, and back then I didn't always understand where she was coming from, and there was abuse, you know, and stuff like that, and comparing me, like mental abuse, comparing my sister. I didn't feel I was good enough at times, and physical abuse and stuff like that. As I got older as an adult, because there was a lot of resentment in my heart as a teenager, but as I became an adult, you know, God showed me that she really truly loved me, and we started this healing process, and we started, you know, talking about what things, you know, we did in the past that hurt each other, and we started to forgive each other. That by the time she passed in 2021, I was there when she was dying, and I was able to tell her that I loved her. And it was just, it was beautiful. There was no unfinished business, no, you know, no resentment and no pain from the past. And I just remember the good memories now.
How's that made a difference in your life, do you think? Practically.
I'm sorry?
What difference do you think that's made in your life practically every day now?
I mean, I see now more of her perspective of how it was struggling to be a single parent, and, you know, how I've gotten frustrated with things, and maybe I don't always handle things the best. So it put me more in her shoes, and it helped me be kinder to other people and more understanding as well.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you've been hanging on, your mom's gone now, and obviously whatever went on wasn't right, and it, you know, that's not good, that's wrong. But if you'd still hung on to the anger or resentment, man, that would put a ceiling on your freedom today, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's how I feel with my sister, because my sister kind of disowned us about over 30 years ago. But she just held on to this bitterness and resentment, and my mom never got to hear from her ever again. And so I would hate to be in that position where, yeah, you know, my mom's passed and I wasn't able to reconcile or do anything, you know?
Yeah, no, I do. That's a powerful message. Thank you, Enoch. I appreciate your call, because it is so possible for us to hang on to things. And in the process, hey, listen, we hurt ourselves. Some of you have parents or whatever, people who have out of your life, and they're either completely gone. I mean, they've deceased, or they're out of your life completely. And yet there's still a thread of that resentment and bitterness that hangs on. And in the process, it can be so damaging. It can damage your life. It can damage your relationships. It can damage every part of your existence, which is really a bad thing. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more Intentional Living, The Power of Forgiveness. Don't go away.
The world's changing, and it can feel chaotic. But what if the key to growing through it starts with how we see it?
The very first step, I think, in understanding that we can grow through change is to accept it. It's not a plot against you or against me, but it's just a reality that throughout our life, we're in a constant state of change.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Intentionals for Growing Through Change, he highlights 10 ways you can grow through the changes in your life. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
A night of music, laughter, and hope. It's Family Life Radio's Night of Hope, Friday, June 6th, with Dr. Randy Carlson.
You can experience more peace and hope and joy in your relationships, and I'm going to show you how to do that at the Night of Hope.
You'll also hear inspiring music by Jordan St. Cyr.
You've walked me through fire.
Friday, June 6th at Haven Church in Glendale. Sponsored in part by Compassion International. Tickets available at myflr.org.
And there on the ticket page, just gone up this week. And by the way, it ends, I think, tomorrow. The team said, hey, we're doing a little quick flash sale. Encourage people. Hey, maybe that's you. Here's how you get to it. Get to the ticket page at the site that was just mentioned, theintentionallife.com. And you'll see there's a little, you can click on access key. And then the opportunity to put in the word hope. So they make you work for it. All right. But I think we got it. Go to the ticket page down at the bottom, access key, click on it, access key, and then type in the word hope, H-O-P-E. There you go. And we'd love to see it coming June 6th in Glendale. The power of living an intentional life in Christ. Today we're talking about forgiveness and how it can change your life. Grace joins us. Hi, Grace.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Randy.
Appreciate your call. How has forgiveness made a difference in your life?
Well, yeah. So I started Celebrate Recovery about 3 years ago. I'm in my 50s, and I had really had a lot of childhood trauma from my father of origin, my father, my birth father. Mm-hmm. And I had for many years held that over his head and had just really had a lot of unforgiveness in my heart. And it had sent me down some really bad paths with abusive situations with men. And so basically, long story short is I went to Celebrate Recovery, started about 3 years ago. And I really put before the Lord that unforgiveness in my heart towards him. And about 2 years ago, I was able to call him and realizing how much Jesus loves me and how much Jesus forgave me. I made a decision. It wasn't an emotional choice. I just made a choice and said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to forgive him and I'm going to release him. Mm-hmm. And when I spoke to him, I spoke to him and I did it for me because I needed to release it. And so the Lord has forgiven me for so much I've done to myself and, you know, and much more than my father ever actually did to me. So I forgave myself and forgave him. And it was a blessing. It's changed my life dramatically.
How?
I no longer walk in with shame over my head for things that happened. I have completely moved forward in my life, and the Lord has opened up. My Heavenly Father has shown me how much He loves me, even though I, you know, didn't feel that from my earthly father. So that's a blessing, and I have so much more joy and peace for just choosing and making a decision to move forward and to forgive Him. And it wasn't easy, but it's possible. And forgiveness was for me. Forgiveness was something I needed to do for my own life. So, but yeah, so that's great. And now things are just, I just walk very lightly now. I've just moved forward in my life and been able to release it. So
what was
it's
the,
changed my life.
For someone who's saying, boy, that's what I want. I really want that, but I'm struggling. I think I do. And then it keeps coming back and I can't ever get there. What were some of the keys for you to get to that point of, hey, I really am feeling free?
I think it's really seeing who we are in Christ and who what God has done for us and how much forgiveness God has given us. And I think we need to really just see that Jesus died for that person we don't want to forgive as well. Not just us. He didn't just die for me. He died for my father too. And who am I at that point to not forgive when I've been so forgiven, accepting who I am in Christ? And then the second thing I think would be is that it's a command that if we have to love one another, mm-hmm. and it's not a choice. It's not something emotional. It's just a point where we just have to obey. And even though our feelings may come behind that, right?
Yeah.
But if we make a decision and choice, then that's a decision. And it is not easy. And it took me, I'm in my 50s. So not easy, but it is possible. It is possible if we just ask God to help us.
Yeah.
And
how did Dad respond?
He sort of said, oh, okay. He didn't. I thought he was going to say, I'm sorry or something, but he didn't. And that's okay. Forgiveness is for us. It's not for the person that we're releasing. So, I was ready for him to reject it
yeah.
or to accept it. And he didn't give it either. So it was okay. And I was able to walk away from that conversation with the peace of mind that I had done what I needed to do so that I could walk forward with the Lord. And God has healed me in so many areas since then in my relationship with my Heavenly Father. I feel that now I'm able to receive. And I was never able to receive that love from God until I moved forward away from my unforgiveness from my birth father. So,
and one of the things you did there that was really, really profound is that you had zero expectations of what he was going to respond. Because if you go with the idea that, oh, he's going to be so apologetic and he's going to do all these things, then that just creates even more hurt. But you've simply said, hey, I'm doing this for me, not for him. I'm doing it for me to clear my spirit and to be able to move forward with my life.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Powerful thing.
It was powerful.
All right. Hey, well,
amazing.
Thank you for taking time and sharing your story with us, Grace. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Rennie.
Appreciate it. All right. By the way, we're going to continue in talking about forgiveness, how it's changed your life. You're welcome to join us at 888-888-1717.
Do you have a hard time forgiving people who have done something wrong to you? And maybe you feel like you don't owe someone forgiveness unless they've asked for it. Maybe you find yourself carrying hurt and unforgiveness for a really long time, even though there's nothing you can do to change it. Lack of forgiveness hurts the person carrying the hurt far more than it hurts the person who needs to be forgiven. And oftentimes, the person who has hurt you has done so without even being aware of that hurt. It's not a burden worth carrying, and the release opens up a new level of relationship with God. It's a manifestation of His love and grace for us. If we don't learn how to forgive, then how can we really feel the gift of being forgiven by God? For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
Thank you, Greg. Listen, we put a cap on the show today by this verse from Ephesians 4:32. Many of us have memorized it over the years who have settled around the power of forgiveness. Paul says, be kind to each other. Be tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32. That's a powerful verse and a reminder that when we think about forgiving someone, let's think about what God has done for us, the power of forgiveness in our own lives. Really powerful. All right. Again, the phone lines will remain open. We're going to record for a show that's going to air coming up next week. You can call 888-888-1717. Be a part of the show. Tell us how forgiveness has made a really positive impact in your life and why and how, and encourage others who are listening as well. And secondly, remember, if you go to theintentionallife.com, click on the event for the Night of Hope. It's right there on the homepage. Click on tickets, get tickets, and right below the listing there, you'll see an opportunity to click on something that says access key. And when you do, great things will happen in your life. A little opportunity to put in the code of the word HOPE, H-O-P-E, and it's a flash sale. Bring some friends with you. It'd be a great evening. We've already sold out the VIP section. We want you to be a part of this coming up in about 2.5 weeks or so. Get your tickets. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Go to the ticket page, click that access key, and put in the word H-O-P-E, hope. Okay? All right. We'll be back again tomorrow. Got a great show for you. Hope you come and join us right from the Intentional Living Center, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.